It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Friday, everybody. So delighted to have you praying with us here on this Friday, December the 26th. Trust you had a wonderful Christmas yesterday with your family and friends. And we want to thank you for all of the cards, letters, the greetings, the emails, the text messages that were sent our way with our family and friends, and those of you that participate in the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. I would like to remind you that next Thursday, January the 1st, I will be sharing my prophetic words for 2015, the things that I have seen and heard concerning the coming year. I've been doing this since 1990. It's a long time. And so that will be on BPN Radio next Thursday, all day Thursday. I'll be sharing those prophetic words. So glad to have you tuned in. And we just want to welcome you to the Hour of Power. We're going to pray. And we're going to have Bill Shannon back on the broadcast with us today. He is the founder and president of the Marriage Institute in Orlando, Florida. And he's going to give you a little test today. 46 questions on the website, his website, that can diagnose where your marriage is. And it's going to be a great day. We're going to be praying for marriages. We're going to pray for families. We're going to pray the will of God be done in your life and the will of God be done in this nation. And we are praying here on BPN Radio for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, because we believe there's hope for our nation, hope for our nation. And so we're going to be praying for revival, another spiritual awakening. We're believing God for a revival in 1,000 cities in America. We're believing God for 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders, because we believe that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And we're going to make some faith declarations here in a moment. We're going to be praying. We believe that when we agree together, we become a force in the earth. And there is private prayer, and then there is corporate prayer. We're doing corporate praying here on BPN Radio, agreeing together from Deuteronomy 32:30, where one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three a million fight to flight, and 10 a trillion. What are those? Those are principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. We believe in the power of prayer, and I believe there is a call to pray going out across America, because we believe there is still hope for our nation. As America goes, so goes the world, and so we are agreeing in prayer. We thank you for listening. We thank Michael Sean Bourne, who's producing this broadcast, Todd Mooring giving us some background music today, worship music, and we are praying, and we believe that this is a good day to pray, a good day to pray. So we're going to have Godfrey Bertel. He's going to sing about this is a good day to pray, and then we're going to be back to pray together, make some faith declarations. Bill Shannon is going to come and be with us, and it's going to be a great broadcast today here on BPN Radio. Here's Godfrey Bertel singing about it. It's a good day to pray here on this Friday, December the 26th, here on BPN Radio. Let's get all warmed up and ready to go. Seek the face of God today. Here's Godfrey. Let's pray. It's a good day to pray. Seek the face of God on this Friday, a day the Lord has made for us.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King.
And I say Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus. Let's shout it out. And I say, Jesus.
Jesus is Lord. One of my spiritual sons, Gottfried Bertel from the United Kingdom. And I've been in a relationship with Gottfried for a long, long time. And so thankful to have him as one of the regulars here on BPN Radio. And we're going to make some faith declarations today. I like to get up each morning and make my faith declarations, knowing that we create our future, help create our day by the words of our mouth. And so somebody say with me today, would you just open your mouth and say with me today, today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who could be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, today is a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can sow where God says I can sow. And I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments and divine connections. Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season. New opportunities. New dreams, new visions, new promotions, new favor, new anointing, new relationships, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new opportunities, new connections, new health, new wealth, new prosperity. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my city. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. God day. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Father, we are so thankful for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this Christmas season, for this weekend. We are so thankful and grateful. With eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk on, food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink. We're thankful today that we live in America, and we pray for our nation today. We pray for revival in America. We pray for another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray today for those that are having to work this weekend. Maybe they are not getting time off with their family. And we know that there are people groups who have to work, law enforcement officers, radio, television personnel, those who work in the medical field, those who work for airlines, other places of travel. There are people that have to work while some of us take some time off. And we pray for them, a special grace for them today. And Father, we pray for marriages today. And we just believe that you desire to heal marriages, to make marriages strong. And we just set ourselves in agreement today that we are praying for strong marriages. We know, Lord, that Abraham Lincoln once said that strong families, strong marriages make a strong nation. But weak marriages, weak families make a weak nation. And we know that our nation has been weakened because of our situation. So we pray for these marriages in Jesus' name. Here's another one of my spiritual son, Leland. He's going to sing, and then Bill Shannon is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking on the phone with him about marriage. Here's Leland. His brand new song, Christ Be All Around Me.
As I rise, strength of God, go before, lift me up. As I wake, eyes of God, look upon.
Well, it's a privilege to have here on BPN Radio today the founder of the Marriage Institute, Bill Shannon, one of my spiritual sons and longtime friend. And Bill, of course, has been praying with me for a long, long time. So, Bill, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you, Dr. Gentry. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know you're the founder of the Marriage Institute. We're going to talk about marriage today, and we're going to talk about destroying the biggest epidemic in the world, and that is divorce. I know that God hates divorce, but he loves the divorcee. But I know that God has given you an assignment to help destroy the epidemic of divorce. So talk about your journey for just a moment.
Yes, sir. It was Christmas time, 2012. And I love Christmas time and always have. Grew up in Michigan, living in Ohio at the time. And in my 25 years of marriage journey was coming to an end. And it was a very tough situation with the kids and everything. And I had to get out. I just had to go and just after Christmas, I had to go and just take some time and see what God was doing. And I went to visit some friends in Fresno, California. And they were having some battles in their marriage, and I went out there to encourage them and try to help them a little bit. And at the conclusion of it, I flew from Fresno back to Phoenix, Arizona, ready to catch a flight to go back to Columbus. And as I sat there and I boarded the plane, I put my suitcase and my briefcase up in the bin above the seats, and I sit down, and all of a sudden, I can't stay on that plane. There was no way I could stay on that plane. I begin to feel so uneasy. And so I got up, and the stewardess said, sir, you're going to have to sit down. We're going to close the door. We're going to leave. And I said, no. I said, I'm not going. So I grabbed my briefcase and my suitcase, and I left the plane. I walked back two gates, and from my iPhone, I'm booking a flight back to Fresno. And I knew it was your schedule that year, and I may get emotional. To start the year ministering in Dinuba, California. And I had to get to Dinuba. I don't know why I had to get there to Dinuba. And I walked in, and I was going to see you after the service and surprise you. I didn't want to throw you off. And I get there for the first service, and you're ministering on, if I am Satan and I'm coming to America, I'm going to start with the father to destroy the family. The second message you spoke on was the year of the suddenly. The third message was the year of the big. And I mean, there's a huge crowd in the place while you were ministering, but I think if I was the only person there, the Holy Spirit was there going to speak to me. And what happened at that point is the Holy Spirit began to move in me to now go in and establish an institute that will deal with the biggest epidemic that's happening to 52% of Americans the first time, 67% the second time, 73% the third time, and that is divorce. And I researched and I looked what's going on in the jails. I look what's happening, the dysfunction in America. I look at all what's happening to kids and everything that's happening that's destroying us. The root cause is divorce. I've been in the manufacturing business for 30 years. And when we have a problem, with something we're manufacturing, we do a root cause analysis. We want to get to the root of the problem, fix it, so we can move forward. And that is the thing that is just driving in me is we got to do something to stop this. And so that's how it all began to start. And the journey through the year of the suddenly and the year of the big events and big things happening begin to happen starting in January 2013.
Okay, I'm talking today with Bill Shannon, who is the founder of the Marriage Institute in Orlando, Florida. And you can go to the website. It's a great website at themarriageinstitute.org. That's themarriageinstitute.org. How are you going to help stamp out divorce? How are you going to attack this divorce? How are you doing? And what are some of the major excuses for divorce? What is happening out there?
Well, what has to happen is the awareness. you know, people just don't know where they're at. Only 7% of all the people that we know that are married live in a thriving marriage. Okay, so what that means, 93% of all those people we know who are married living an average marriage to a crisis marriage. So what we want to do is we bring awareness, education, counseling, and healing for these people. And couples, I'm finding they want to do it, they want it right, but they just don't know how. So we give them a roadmap. If you look at our website, there is an area called the marriage test. And God has given us 46 questions that have five different ways to answer it. And you can take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 5 minutes, whatever it takes, and you go to the website and you answer those questions. At the end of it, it gives you a full assessment of where things are at in your marriage. Then from there, we can give you the help that you need, give you the tools to live a thriving marriage. And that's what's been so exciting is, what can we do? Well, how can we, what's the starting point? If we're sick, we're not feeling good, we go to the doctor, and then he starts to assess our situation. And that was the same thing that we wanted to do, beginning stage one, is bring that out to a couple.
Well, I'm looking here back at the statistics you have. 52% of first marriages end in divorce, 67% of second marriages, and 73% of third marriages. And those are amazing statistics, but it's happening. And I know that you have you've declared war on divorce, and someone that's gone through that particular pathway, that I know that you certainly understand it. And so some popular excuses for getting a divorce. First of all, is selfishness.
Yes, sir, it is. Yep, that right there. And then, you know, it used to be everybody would say, you know, money was the biggest problem. And now, no, it's not. It's, you know, one of those things, it's a dysfunctional sexual marriage, which is, you know, root of all the problems. The children, money and financial, trust and being disloyal, infidelity and emotional affairs. Facebook is one of those words I cannot stand. I know there's a lot of good things come out of Facebook, but more affairs and more inappropriate behavior, stepping over the boundaries, are coming from that vehicle, Facebook. You know, there's no need for somebody to contact somebody they knew in high school that they may have dated or wanted to date, and they're 50 years old. It's just, you know, come on, you know, give us a break here. You know, it's one of those things that people don't know where they're at in their marriages. They don't know where their boundaries are. They just are looking for something to bring some satisfaction to them. You know, we get addictions out of it, drugs, pornography, alcoholism, everything you can think of is coming from the root of a dysfunctional marriage.
Wow, this is, well, I know it's a major problem in our nation. And I like the marriage test that you give here on your website, themarriageinstitute.org. And how many questions do you have here?
It's exactly 46.
46 questions. So people go on there, and they've got the first question, my spouse and I learn from each other. Then you have these five categories, definitely not true, not really true, somewhat true, mostly true, and very true. And then then they fill that out, and then you can actually get some insight about where they're at in their marriage.
Well, what it is, you know, we write an algorithm, you know, to be able to take all it, balance it out, divide it out, and it will give you, you're a 73%, or you're a 79%, you're a 46%, whatever it is. But anything really under a 90, you know, you borderline as an average marriage, and you got to get something to get it propped up and get it moving in the right direction. Because I looked at where my kids went to school, a 90 got you a B, and you know, you had to have a 94 to get an A. So to get into that statistics, we're 97%, or only 7%, you got to get a 93 and above to have a thriving marriage. But it always takes place. You know, it's kind of your flower bed. You know, if you don't weed the flower bed, they will overtake the good stuff. So we constantly have to be, you know, understanding of what marriage is, understanding our wives' and our husbands' love languages. We got to constantly be making that the priority to keep things moving and keep things thriving.
Wow. Well, I believe that. And I've got here where the Marriage Institute does premarital counseling, crisis marriage counseling, coaching, training those who take up the same cause. And so, wow. And I'm thankful that you, being a business person involved in the business world for so many years, have elected now to start this ministry and respond to this God assignment. So any closing remarks you might have, Bill, and I want you to pray for marriages, if you will, because that's what we're doing here on BPN Radio. We are praying for marriages, and we are praying against the biggest epidemic in the world, and that's divorce. So I agree with you.
Yes, sir. The thing of it is, when we get our homes right, we're going to get our churches right. The churches aren't dealing with this the way they should. It's the biggest problem that they have in their congregation. But many pastors are dealing with it themselves, and they just don't know how to get to the other side. So bringing the awareness and education is foremost, and then bring the healing. But, oh, when you see a marriage that thrives, when I watch you and Jean, and I just poetry in motion for me, and God has just given me an insight where I can see this stuff. I can see the hurt in children when they live in a divorced family and all the different effects from it. And it grips my heart so much. And it doesn't have to be. Most marriages don't have to be. And for anybody that's out there kidding themselves or saying, yeah, my marriage is okay, well, I thought mine was too. And one day I woke up, and I was in the biggest fight of my life. And so, you know what? You have to take this very serious, because the enemy of our souls is trying to do one thing: destroy our destiny, destroy our children's destiny. And I'm not going to let it happen. And so that's the thing that everybody needs to consider and really take a deep breath and see where they're at.
Well, thank you, Bill. And I want you to pray in just a moment for the marriages, but you can go to the website, and you can get some more information by just filling out your name, your email address, any questions you may have or comments. And one more time, themarriageinstitute.org is the website, themarriageinstitute.org. And Bill Shannon is the founder, is with us today here on BPN Radio. We're going to pray for marriages. Bill, why don't you go ahead and pray? And,
yes, sir.
Then we'll move forward. Thank you very much for being on the broadcast today.
It's my pleasure. Father, I thank you for BPN Radio and the chance to share today, Lord. And gosh, this epidemic that is destroying your people, our land. And God, I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would come and send revival to marriages, that they would wake up, and Lord, they would become what you've intended it to be. Lord, the strength of this nation is our families. And God, only you can turn us around. Only you can bring us back to where we're supposed to be. And Lord, I just pray you would use the Marriage Institute and all the other people fighting for this cause, God, to make significant strides moving forward, God, to what would bring glory and honor to your name and to this nation. Oh, God, we've come so far, we have fallen so fast, but only you can turn us around, God. Revive us, I pray. Heal us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Time keeps moving on through the sunshine and the storm. My dreams are set in stone, that someday I'll be who I wanna be. For now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. And I'm losing.
Well, we appreciate having Bill Shannon on with us today, and I know that you are immensely blessed and helped with that interview, and we just pray for all marriages today. We pray that your marriage will be strong and healthy, and we know that Satan desires to bring division to every marriage, but we pray today for your marriage that it will be strong. And if you are facing a divorce, we just believe that God desires to bring healing and restoration. And we pray for you right now in the name of Jesus here on BPN Radio. And we just thank you for listening today here on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the world and around the clock. And you can pray with us anytime here on BPN. And if you'd like to know more about Breakout Prayer Network, then you can go to our BPN Radio website. That's just bpnradio.com. And if you'd like to donate to this ministry, then you can go down to the bottom of our website. There's a donate place, a donate button there. And you can donate by PayPal, credit card, or you can donate in some other ways. Thank you for sowing a seed and into this ministry. And I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967. I've been in ministry for 48 years, been married for 53 years. I'm so blessed, and I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to pray with you here on BPN. If you have a prayer request, you can just go down to the bottom of our website, and there is a place where you can submit your prayer request, and all you have to do is just submit your prayer request, double-click it there, and you can fill out the form and send to our national prayer team. Cheryl Ortiz is our national prayer coordinator, and she has a team of people that are praying for you and your need for the next 7 days. So feel free to do that, to submit your prayer request. And remember, if your city is not praying with us, you need to go to letsprayamerica.com, where there is a place where you can sign up. And you can sign your city up. We're believing for 1,000 cities to be praying with us. We have about almost 700 cities that are now praying here on BPN, the Breakout Prayer Network. And we have over 900 churches that are represented praying with us. And if your church is not praying with us, you can look on the map, MAP, there on letsprayamerica.com. And you can sign your church up or your city up so that they will be represented. And we are so thankful and grateful for the privilege of being able to pray together. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we are praying today, and we're so thankful that you are a part of this Breakout Prayer Network. And so today we want to pray for you. We want to pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. We've been praying today for marriages. Maybe your marriage is okay. Maybe you are not married. And if you are not married and you are praying and believing for a husband or a wife, then we are going to pray together. I'm going to set myself in agreement with you that God will set up a divine appointment, divine connection with you for a husband or a wife. And I believe that marriage can be the closest thing to heaven or the nearest thing to hell. So don't rush into a marriage. Remember that every person, every man, every woman has a cycle, and you need to observe their cycle that they go through. And so we just want to encourage you to do that. Father, I just set myself in agreement with the other people that are praying here on Breakout Prayer Network on December the 26th, 2014, those that are praying, those young ladies or women that are praying for a godly husband, I set myself an agreement with them that they, that you will bring a godly husband into their life. An Isaac, that you would bring an Isaac into their life that would love them, care for them, think that they are the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world. They would bless them and cover them and be kind to them and provide for them. Lord, I pray, I set myself in agreement with every one of these ladies today that are praying for a godly husband that you will bring this about in Jesus' name. And I pray for every man today here and the audience of Breakout Prayer Network, those that are listening today, myself and other prayers agree with them today that you will send a godly wife into their life that will respect them and honor them and cherish them, follow their leadership, be willing to dream with them and to go where they go and support them in whatever they do. So I pray for them in Jesus' name, godly husband, godly wife, in the name of the Lord. And I pray today that the will of God be done in every individual. God has a wonderful plan. And as we come to the close of another year, it may be that there are those of you that are praying here today on BPN Radio with us. It may be that when 2014 started, you felt like this was the year that every dream or the things that you were dreaming for, believing God for, was going to come to pass. And now we're coming to the close of another year, and there may be some of you that may be quite discouraged, quite disappointed, quite disenchanted, because the things that you dreamed for, hoped for, or believe in God for have really not happened yet. And so I just pray for you right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be encouraged today. I pray that you will be strengthened today. And I pray that as this year comes to a close, there's still a few more days left. So who knows what might happen, because anything good might happen to you, for you, in the next 24 hours. So God could just turn everything around. But as we come to the close of another year, I pray for those of you today that your dreams and your visions, the goals that you set for yourself for 2014 that have not come to pass, I pray that you will be encouraged and strengthened, that you will not give out, give up, or give in, because there is still hope. And the dreams that you have had for 2014 that have not come to pass, I pray that you will carry those over into 2015. I thank God for what He's done for each of us in 2014, but if the dreams and visions and the goals and the promises that we have set in motion, that God set in motion for this year, have not come to pass, and we believe, Lord, that there is another year, and we will not lose hope, because there is a hope that makes not ashamed. Why don't you just spend a few moments just praying the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life? Would you do that as Todd Mooring plays some worship music? Just spend a few moments praying privately with the Lord, asking the will of God be done in your own individual life today on this Friday. Not only pray for individuals today, we pray for families today. Maybe there were those of you that your son or your daughter didn't come home for Christmas, and maybe you don't even know where they're at. We pray for families today. We pray particularly for wayward sons or wayward daughters that maybe have been trained in the way they should go, but they've drifted far away from God, like the prodigal son. Maybe there is division in the family, so we pray for sons and daughters. We pray for unity in the family. We bind all spirits of rebellion, dishonoring fathers and mothers. And we just speak right now for sons and daughters to come back to home and back to God in Jesus' name. And we will not give up. And there are some of you here today that need to declare, I will not give my son, I will not give my daughter over to Satan. I did not train him or train her to go that direction. And we believe that the will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be done. You know, we're going to pray that in just a moment, but on Christmas Eve night, I watched my son in church, who's now a youth leader in a church in Austin. I watched him there on the platform. He was playing the drums, and there was a time that in his teenage years that he was in rebellion. It was a difficult time for Gene and I, but we just kept praying, believing God. And today he's a godly man with a godly wife and has godly children. So don't give up on your son or daughter. I set myself in agreement in Jesus' name that your son is going to be a mighty man of God and your daughter is going to be a mighty woman of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. I really appreciate you listening today here on BPN Radio, and we just thank you for being a part of BPN, and we are so grateful and thankful for you, knowing that God is working in your life and working in our nation. We'll be back tomorrow again at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.